Getting the kind of sleep you want the most is the best reward you can give yourself after a long day at work. Not only does it give you a fresh start to your day, but it also boosts your confidence to make greatness happen. This is why you need Sleepacil, a non-addictive and over-the-counter sleep supplement made with natural ingredients such as melatonin, valerian root, and chamomile. Sleepacil is FDA approved and is available nationwide in Mercury Drugstore, Watson's, Rose Pharmacy, South Star Drugstore, and Generica. You can also order it online through Zalora, Shopee, Lazada, and Watson's online. You can also visit their website on www.sleepacil.com and follow @sleepacil on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can never go wrong with your finest sleep. Sleep safe and sound with Sleepacil.
Podcast Network Asia.
Gusto kong mag-thank you actually sa mga negative people around me kasi ang dami ko na-realize na ang dami ko palang tinotolerate na toxicity na negativity and na-realize ko ngayon na mali yung mga yun.
What's up, everyone? It's now the season ender episode of Mishconceptions. Thank you so much for being part of this season 3, and I hope you get to check out the other episodes after this. Of course, we want to end the episode with a very, very important topic to remind us to take care of ourselves more. Sakto, this month is actually a Mental Health Awareness Month. And by the time you're listening to this, kakatapos lang ng Mental Health Day last October 10. So with that, we want to end the season with, you know, positivity, diba? By sharing how to deal with negativity or negative people in our lives. Minsan kasi nakakahawa sila, so dapat di tayo mahawa. So today, I've invited the yellow guy, Tol. He's the host of the Yellow Space podcast that mainly revolves around mental health care. At hindi lang yun. Number one siya sa Spotify today. Oh my God, kaka-release lang yun ang podcast, guys. And yet, number one na siya. So hindi ko na patatagalin. Welcome, Tol. Congratulations on your podcast.
Yeah. Hi, it's your yellow guy, Tol. And thank you for having me. Thank you for having me on this podcast. And I'm honored to be part of this podcast of yours.
First off, I really want to acknowledge all the arts that you're posting sa page mo. Ang galing. You know, especially yung IG handle mo na, valid emotions mo, correct? What made you decide to start this journey, and come up with all these arts? And sabi mo sa akin kanina, sa cellphone mo lang siya ginagawa. Ang galing.
I actually started Tol, this yellow guy, in December last year. Wala pang isang taon nung ginawa ko siya. And nagulat din ako actually sa blow up. Sa bilis ng pag-grow niya. Una sila sa FB. And then after ko mag-grow sa FBI, lumipat din ako sa Twitter. And then after sa Twitter, sa IG. And ngayon, nandito na tayo sa Spotify. And ayun, my contents really focuses on mental health awareness. First of all, I'm not a professional. I'm not licensed on... Siyempre, di ako magbibigay ng advices na...
Of course.
Yeah. It's like, I talk about the mental health experience of mine on how I dealt with it. Kumbaga, hindi rin ako maglalabas ng contents, hindi ako maglalabas ng words na hindi ko rin mismo pinagdaanan. And I'm happy because I see a lot of people getting positive vibes from it and nagkakaroon ako ng impact sa buhay nila and sa take din nila sa buhay nila.
Ayan. Galing. As in, I like that mas open na yung mga tao na pag-usapan siya na yun compared to before kasi may separate episode din ako about mental health with doctor din. Na parang sinasabi niya, napaka-tabu kasi ng topic na to before. And ngayon, it's nice that people really talk about it. So, yun. Moving to our actual topic na about negative people and negativity. Ikaw ba, Tol? Parang marami bang negative people or negativity sa buhay mo right now? And ano yung mga examples ng pagiging negative for you?
Actually, ako rin yung tipo ng tao. I'll not consider myself as an optimistic person at the first place. Kasi ang hilig ko rin mag-overthink about what will be the negative outcome of what I'm doing. Ganun. Pero first of all, bago ko banggitin yung mga negative people around me, I'd like to address first my own negativity. Kasi alam ko, naniniwala rin ako sa sarili ko na at some point, ako rin yung naging negative people around sa iba. Yeah. And I used that. Alam niyo yun? Kasi nagkaroon ako ng character development. And feeling ko yun yung kailangan na magkaroon eh ng mga negative people around me. And to be honest, there's a lot. Ang daming negativity around me. And to be specific, ang daming negative people around me. And how I deal with them? First of all, alam mo, natutunan ko, mawalan na lang ng pake sa opinion nila. Kasi nung mga, yeah, to be straightforward, yun talaga ang dapat nyo matutunan, mawalan kayo ng pake sa mga opinion nila. Kasi first of all, you don't need their approval at the first place. Yung approval lang na kailangan mo is your own approval and the approval of those people na nagkakaroon ng healthy impact around you. And gusto ko mag-thank you actually sa mga negative people around me kasi ang dami ko na-realize na ang dami ko palang tinotolerate dati na toxicity, na negativity. And na-realize ko ngayon na mali yung mga yun. And I'm here to spread kung ano ba yung dapat sa hindi. Kung ano ba yung tama sa mali. And I think I'm helping to somehow magkaroon ng impact sa mga taong nasa path pa ng character development nila. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Hindi naman kasi mabilis, di ba? Like, ang bilis nating sabihin na, oh, yung mga negative na tao dyan. Kasi ano ba usual na example? Ito yung mga tipong parang lahat na lang may nahahanap na mali, di ba? Or parang lahat may comment sila or something, di ba? Parang negative talaga na instead na magkaroon ng parang welcoming vibes or yung open na feeling with the environment, nagiging mahirap, alam mo yun, makipag deal in that scenario, whether it's like office or sa bahay, na nakakapagod, kumbaga, kausapin yung mga ganun tao or kasama yung mga ganun tao. Pero minsan, hindi natin naiiwasan, hindi natin napapansin, ganun din tayo, di ba? Pero yun nga, madaling sabihin na, you know, we should avoid those people, we should detach. But, you know, we always say so kasi it's important that, you know, who the people around us or the people we connect with uplift our spirits. Pero kadalasan, may mga times na wala naman tayong choice, di ba? Kasi parang hindi mo naman napipili yung coworker mo, hindi mo naman napipili yung family member mo. What if sila yung negative sa buhay mo, di ba? So paano ka mag-a-adapt kung ganun?
Ay, hindi nyo mahirap kasi lalo na itong pandemic. Wala naman tayong ibang nakakasama kundi rin yung mga tao sa bahay natin. Eh. Yeah, ang hirap lalo na ang dami ko nare-receive na messages na, Tol, paano ko ba i-deal kapag nasa own family ko nag-i-start yung problem? Mm. Kapag yung mga mismong family members ko, eh hindi nakaintindi sa akin. Mm. Ang sinasabi ko sa kanila, subukan mo muna. Una, subukan na makipag-communicate with them. Try expressing yourself. Pero kapag sinatdown ka pa rin nila, alam mo, kasi naniniwala ako na you can cut off people mentally. Mm. Like, but not physically. Like, start mo na sigurong i-cut off sila mentally in a way na, yes, nandiyan sila physically, but you're setting boundaries na. You're setting boundaries na to protect your peace, to protect yourself. And in that way, kapag shinatdown ka ulit next time, you know what to do na. Kasi, kumbaga, that is some sort of coping. Ayun, wala ang kakampi sa bahay, hindi ka nila naiintindihan. And as much as pinaiintindi mo sa kanila, hindi pa rin nila magets. Madalas nangyayari yan when, alam yung mismong parents mo, yung nagkakaroon ng problem and naapektuhan yung mga mismong mga anak and ikaw mismo naapektuhan. Ang hirap kapag gano'n na yung situation, kapag gano'n na yung negativity na nasa mismong household mo na yung negativity. So, at the end of the day, wala ang ibang kakampi kundi sarili mo lang. So, you always need to affirm, you know, always need to assure yourself na kakayanin mo to. Na even though you are surrounded with negativity, you have no choice but to make yourself as your own best friend, as your own kakampi. And just tell yourself that everything will get better. And alam mo, naniniwala talaga ako na itong generation na to, na itong generation na pwedeng mag-end ng mental health stigma na kumakalat ngayon, di ba? As di ba, when we are talking about mental health, lagi nilang tinitake lightly, lagi nilang tinitake as a joke, lagi nilang tinitake as some kaartehan lang. Kaya I really believe na sa atin magsisimula yung pag-end ng stigma na yun. Ayan.
Which is promising naman, seeing how, you know, you see Netflix shows addressing it. You see, you know, a lot of podcasts talking about it. You see other contents about mental health, which really tells us that we're either starting or we're getting there. We see change. And I like na mention mo nga na ganun yung pag-cope mo, di ba? Na hindi mo man kaya i-control yung kabilang side, yung ibang tao around you. So, i-control mo na lang kung ano yung reaction mo sa mga taong yun. And that's one way for you to cope? Has other people's negativity affected you? Kasi di ba minsan nga sinasabi nila, yung pagiging negative, nakakahawa.
Oo, actually ang daming experiences ko na parang di ko na mamalayan, ganun na rin pala yung nagiging ugali ko, nanahawa ko na yung mga negative habits nila. Pero alam mo yun, I started making this decision that the change should start. Kumbaga kailangan magsimula sa akin yung change. And I really isolated myself from the negative people in my life, from even those na pangit na talaga ng impact sa akin. I isolated myself in a way na, first of all, kasi ngayon ang dami talaga negativity sa social media.
Mm-mm.
And walang masama if ibablock mo yung mga taong ang laki ng impact na negative vibes sa'yo sa social media. Walang masama if you will cut them off by unfriending them, by unfollowing them, by blocking them off. And I mean, surround your timeline, surround your wall with posts, with tweets, with pictures na nagkakaroon ng magandang impact sa'yo. Kasi in that way, mababago mo yung mindset mo. In that way, re-reflect mo sa mga nakikita mo. Kasi sabihin man natin sa hindi, tulad niya na sinabi mo kanina na, minsan di natin napapansin na ganun na rin, nagiging ganun na rin pala talaga tayo. So the change, kailangan, yun yung magsimula sa sarili mo on making those decisions. Eh kasi minsan parang nangihinayang ka if you will cut this person off. Nangihinayang ka if, paano kapag tinanggal ko to sa buhay ko? Ganyan masama ba magiging tingin nila sa akin? Hindi eh. Dapat ang mag-isip mo is your own peace pa rin, is your own mental health. Kumbaga, hindi naman palagi yung tamang decision eh hindi ka na masasaktan. Hindi naman palagi yung tamang decision eh hindi ka na mahihirapan. Sometimes nga, yung mga tamang decision pa is the ones that hurts us the most. Yun pa yung pinaanapagpaano sa atin. Pero wala tayong choice but to pick that decision. And in that way, in the long run, ikaw rin magbe-benefit from that. So, ayun, start off by cutting those toxic people, by blocking those toxic people. Lalo na't ngayon, mostly nasa social media lang. Ayun, that's what I'm doing right now.
That's good. I mean, buti nga. Kaya nandun yung function ngayon, di ba? Para gamitin natin. I mean, totoo naman eh. Kasi nag-agree ako dun sa sinasabi mo na minsan mahirap mag-cut ng relationship with other people na, alam mo yun, nanghihinayang ka. Or kung minsan, bukod sa naghihinayang ka sa relationship na meron kayo o sa friendship na na-build nyo, minsan iniisip mo pa anong iisipin ng ibang tao, di ba? Which is sad. I mean, tao lang tayo. It really happens, di ba? Iniisip mo, anong iisipin na lang ng ibang tao pag ginawa natin to? Minsan, peer pressure comes in also, di ba? On all this negativity. Parang, ganun kasi sila lahat eh. Tapos pag ako yung, alam mo yun, pag hindi ako ganun, KJ ako. Kaya baka, di ba? Ako pa yung mali, parang ganun. And ang hirap i-break yung system if feel mo na ikaw lang yung willing mag-break ng system.
Tsaka ano, pansin mo, kahit kunyari, for example, pabayaan mo yung sarili mo, may masasabi sila. Alagaan mo yung sarili mo, may masasabi sila. Kahit anong gawin mo sa sarili mo,
may masasabi
pa rin talaga sila. So first of all, kung ganun naman pala talaga, kung na-realize mo na yan at this point, huwag ka mag-focus sa kung anong iisipin nila, sa kung anong sasabihin nila. Mag-focus ka sa mismong approval ng sarili mo. If masaya ka ba sa ginagawa mo? If nagbe-benefit ka ba sa ginagawa mo? Then that's the approval that matters lang. Hindi mo kailangan isipin yung mga sabihin nila. Again, alam mo yun, isipin mo lang yung mga dapat mag-count na comments. Hindi lahat kontrolado mo. Hindi lahat dapat hawak mo. Hindi lahat dapat tinitake mo. And ayun, kumbaga, just know kung ano yung mga salita, kung ano yung mga comments, kung ano yung mga criticism na dapat i-accept mo lang. And know yung mga comments na alam mong walang magandang idudulot sa'yo.
Correct. Separate facts from feelings also. Kasi minsan, iniisip mo lang, feeling mo lang, pero hindi naman, di ba, hindi naman talaga siya factual. Na parang masyado lang tayo nag-overthink, di ba? Parang kailangan mo isipin na, hindi, ito talaga yung reality. Ito yung totoo. Di ba? And negativity in general kasi, nakakapagod talaga siyang ikarga eh with you. And imagine mo, minsan gusto mo na lang gawin yung, you just wanna go on with your day, tapos mahihirapan ka kasi ang daming nega pa sa buhay mo na kailangan mo pang i-deal with, di ba? So yun, so parang, I saw a quote nga eh, na parang negativity in general is one of the things that, you know, holds people back. And you have to see what's holding you back to get away from it. Diba? So, kailangan mong ma-identify kung ano nga ba yung mga negative sa buhay mo, ano yung mga negativity na yun, para alam mo kung ano yung kailangan mong tanggalin, di ba? Kasi yun yung mga, parang ano din siya eh, parang for you, it's also a way to be more mindful. Which leads me to my next question, di ba? Kanina na pag-usapan natin, minsan nagiging party tayo ng sistema at ayaw nating mangyari yun. How do you think people should be more mindful? One, to push negativity away from their lives and to identify, you know, what they need to cut off. And two, mindful na huwag ka maging parte ng sistema at malaman mo na, teka lang, parang mali itong ginagawa ko.
Kasi hindi naman porke iba ka sa kanila, eh mali ka na. Ganun kasi nga yung nangyayari na iniisip nila na, ba't ako lang yung gumagawa na ito? Siguro may mali na sa akin. No.
Mm-mm.
Actually, change is sometimes better. Change is sometimes good.
Mm-mm.
And walang masama if ikaw yung nag-i-start na magkaroon ng healthy impact sa ibang buhay. Pero pansin mo, minsan tayo na rin yung toxic na tao eh. Minsan tayo na rin yung negative na tao sa iba. And you need to hold accountable for that. Yun din kasi yung kulang ng mga tao ngayon, accountability.
Correct.
Hindi nila alam kung paano i-address yung mga negative, yung mga negativity nila, yung mga toxic traits nila, hindi nila alam. Basta go lang sila ng go, sabi lang sila ng sabi, comment lang sila ng comment without holding accountability for that. And you just need to start making that sense of accountability sa sarili mo. Kumbaga, address mo sa sarili mo, ano ba yung mga mali ko sa akin? Ano ba yung mga negative na traits ko? Ano ba yung mga toxic traits ko? In that way, nagkaroon ka ng foundation for you to grow, for you to be a better person. Kasi trust me, kapag nakikita nila sa sarili mo that you love yourself, that you are surrounded by positive vibes, magra-radiate yun eh sa ibang tao eh. And in that way, mahawa mo rin sila. And ayun, for me, that's the start of for you na kumbaga to get out of...
To be more mindful of yourself.
Yeah, to be more mindful. Kapag naging accountable ka sa mga negative traits mo mismo, kapag naging accountable ka sa mga toxic traits mo mismo.
Tama yan. Kasi sabihin na parang daming negative na tao sa buhay ko, pero naisip mo ba ikaw yung negative para sa ibang tao, di ba? Kasi syempre ayaw natin aminin yan, but there are times definitely na tayo yung negative sa ibang tao. And it goes both ways. Apart from being able to identify which are the negative things in your life that you need to curtail, there's also that part that ikaw mismo kailangan mong baguhin. Kung napapansin mong hindi na tama, di ba? Or parang hindi din to nakakaganda. Kasi kung ikaw negative ka din naman as a person, hindi din niya maganda para sa well-being mo. Ikaw din naman. Feel ko mapapagod ka din naman, di ba? Maging nega all the time. Na nakita ko nga, parang I was thinking, bakit nga ba nagiging negative ang mga tao? Bakit ganun yung mga tao kapag ganun yung pananaw nila sa buhay? And when I was looking through it, it's really coming out of fear for some, na parang, teka lang, natatakot sila na hindi sila respetuhan ng tao, natatakot sila na the world is an evil place, di ba? If I'm not mean, if I can't defend myself, di ba?
Yeah.
Parang it's eat or be eaten, di ba? If you don't attack, then you won't survive. Yung ganong klaseng mindset, na kung iisipin mo tol, di ba? Parang nakakapagod, di ba? Kung ganon parate na ganon yung iniisip mo all the time. And for us, there are like really two ways to minimize those negativity, like what we've mentioned so far. You know, being able to identify the negative people around us. And secondly, tayo mismo, we also need to be mindful, di ba? So those two steps yun. But ikaw, what are the steps you think people should take to deal with negative people? You mentioned one earlier na parang you detach, you cut off, di ba, from them. What are the other ways for them to deal with other people?
Alam mo, pansin ko rin, sometimes negativity comes from traumas. Comes from bad memories, bad experiences, alam mo yung mga nangyari sa buhay nila.
Correct.
And I think ang pinakamahalaga for you to avoid negativity is just take your time to heal. Kasi yun din yung nagiging problema. Minamadali nila yung pag-heal nila sa sarili nila and hindi nila napapansin, napapabayaan na nila yung sarili nila and nahawa nila yung mga tao sa paligid nila. So, just take time. Just take your time to heal. Just take time. Take your time to make your own progress in life. And the negativities will always be there, but it's up to you on how you will deal with it. It's up to you on how you will move on with it. So at the end of the day, it's up to you. I think that's the way. That's one of the way then. It's just take your time to heal. Take your time. Huwag mo madaliin. Huwag mong i-rush. Huwag ka magpadala sa peer pressure. And ayun, wala namang deadline. Walang deadline ng pag-heal from those past bad experiences that is causing you to be negative today.
Tama yan. At yung para sa iba, mag-heal din, di ba? Kasi it's also one thing na parang you're taking the time to heal na tama, walang deadline. Pero for some, they also need to be, you know, to acknowledge that you also need to heal. Kasi minsan, even that step was forgotten for some, di ba? Parang they forget that they also need to heal. And it really takes time. And just hearing you say that, I think from one side also, like ako, kunyari, if I have to deal with other people and other people have to deal with me if I'm being negative, is they need to come out of compassion for that person or empathy, just understanding what's really happening to that other person. Kasi I really believe everything has a reason. May mga iba, oh, sige, fine, masama lang talaga ugali nila. Pero may, even that, di ba, may pinanggalingan din yun eh. So I think sometimes we just need to come from a place where you want to understand what's really happening in that person. Baka naman cry for help na pala yun ng tao. Dapat intindihin mo din, bakit nga ba siya ganyan? Kung kaya mong intindihin, di ba? At kung may chance din na yung taong yun mag-open up to you.
Alam mo, pansin ko rin kapag ganyan yung situation. Ang problema kapag, for example, I'm opening up to you na may problema ako sa buhay. Ang ginagawa ng iba is, lagi nilang kinocompare yung sarili nila. Lagi nilang ini-impose yung sarili nila sa pinapayuhan nila. Sabi nila, ako nga, ganito ko lang nalagpasan yan. Ako nga. What I want to say is, hindi porke magaan sa'yo, alam mo yun, kayang-kaya ko nang dalhin. Hindi porke madali mo lang nalagpasan, madali ko na rin malalagpasan. That's what I'm saying. Be sensitive enough na magkakaiba tayo. Magkakaiba tayo on how we cope up. Magkakaiba tayo on how we deal with our own lives. Minsan kasi, gusto lang naman nating maintindihan eh. Like, for example, mag-usap lang tayo, nandyan ka lang, wala kang sabihin. Like, the presence of you mismo is okay na for me. Like, the comfort lang na binibigay mo is okay na for me. Kaya nga, may trick ako. I mean, may gusto kong i-advise kapag may nag-open up sa inyong tao. There's this system na ginagawa ko when there's this person that is messaging me through Tol sa Twitter or FB. Ang lagi ko sinasabi kapag may nag-open up ng problem nila is, ano bang kailangan mo? Solution or comfort?
Mm-mm.
Like, you need to address those two. Kasi minsan, hindi naman nila kailangan ng solution eh. Like, they just want someone to hear them. They just want someone to be there for them. They just want someone to comfort them with words and with yung mismong presence ba nila.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya ganun, be sensible enough, be sensitive enough with dealing those type of people na nag-open up sa'yo.
Yeah, I agree. Actually, minsan nga, advice din nga daw yan sa mag-asawa eh. Tsaka sa mga iba. Laging ano talaga, tama yung sinabi mo. And diba, the entire time you were saying that, I was nodding profusely. Kasi nga, totoo eh. Yun yung one thing ako personally that I'm trying to work on. Kasi guilty ako niyan before. Na parang, ganito naman nagawa ko. Or parang pag nagkukwento sa'yo yung mga tao na minsan di mo maiwasan, kinocompare mo sa sarili mo. Kasi experience mo, di ba? You want to share what you experience. Pero you have to be mindful na yung mga tao, hindi naman, yung ibang tao, kapag kinakausap ka nga nila, hindi naman nila gusto marinig kung ano yung feeling mo or ano yung experience mo. Minsan gusto lang talaga nilang makinig ka. Huwag kang mag-advise. Yun nga, before you give anything, solution or comfort, di ba?
Yeah.
You ask that first, you set the expectations, and then you go from there. Kasi minsan, ako din eh, pag minsan malungkot ako, tapos manghihingi ako ng comfort sa ibang tao. Pero, alam mo yun, kinocompare nila yung problema ko sa kanila na parang, ako nga ganito, parang, oh, alam ko naman na para sa'yo, wala lang tong problema ko. Pero, if you think about it, and I also learned this from the mental health episode I did before, hindi mo pwedeng sabihin na mababaw lang yung problema ng ibang tao versus yung sa'yo. Kasi kanya-kanya tayo ng problema, kanya-kanya tayo ng sitwasyon sa buhay. Mahirap sa'yo, pwedeng mabilis sa kanila, pwedeng mabilis sa'yo, mahirap sa kanila. Hindi natin alam eh. Kaya hindi mo pwedeng sabihin ang arte-arte mo naman. Maliit na bagay lang yan. Di ba? Yun nga, valid ang emotions mo. That's why I like your IG handle. Valid emotions mo.
Actually, that's my username in all of my account. Para username pa lang, may advice na eh.
Oo. Parang dun pa lang eh. Alam mo na agad. Kaya totoo yan. Like, may isang training ako na attendant before na pinapakita nila yung basically empathy na may isang girl that she's complaining about her headache. And syempre kasi it's really to prove a point, diba? She has a nail on her head. So parang, syempre ano siya, hindi naman yung gore or anything, but basically, she has a nail on her head and then she's been complaining to this person she's talking to na masakit yung ulo ko, masakit yung ulo ko. I've been having this headache. And syempre, the guy she's talking to say, because you have a nail on your head. So, you know, it's not the nail. Parang paulit ulit yung sinasabi na may problema siya, na masakit yung ulo niya. And all the guys saying na, kasi nga, may pa ako sa ulo mo. Mga ganun siya. And they go on arguing. And it just shows you that what she wants to hear is not for you to point out that there's a nail on her head that's causing the headache. She wants you to listen on what she wants to talk about and that she's having this problem and she's not asking you to find a solution for her. But syempre, ikaw naman kung nakita mo kasi yun, mag-guilty ka din, di ba? Sasabihin mo, eh kasi meron pa ako sa ulo mo, malamang sasakit yung ulo mo, di ba? Pero hindi kasi ganun, di ba? So, ewan ko, very impactful yung video na yun for me kasi nakita ko na, oo nga, no, minsan kasi tayo and we jump to conclusions agad.
Ang ganda nung pinoint out dun since, ayun din niya, yung sinabi ko nga kanina, hindi naman palagi e solution, hindi naman palagi e gusto ng tao na yon na marinig kung ano yung dapat nilang gawin.
Correct.
Minsan, they just want someone to hear them. They just want someone to at least understand what they are going through. And that's what I'm trying to impose as well, na be sensitive enough. That's it, just be sensitive enough. Ayun.
Totoo. And I guess we talk about, you know, detaching, we talk about understanding, being compassionate and showing empathy. You also have to be mature about it, I guess. That's also one thing you need to you know, focus on na minsan kapag ka nag-try ka na mag-reach out or negative yung tao sa'yo, tapos parang feeling mo na-atake ka na personally and wala ka nang, wag mong atakihin pabalik, alam mo yun? Parang do not retaliate. I mean, wag naman to the point na magpa-api ka, but be mature about it as well.
Baga, ano, do not stoop down to their own level.
Correct.
Kasi alam mo sa sarili mo kung ano yung level mo na eh, ano na yung maturity level mo eh.
Correct.
Alam mo yun, address mo lang yung mga comments again na alam mong may magandang madudulot sa'yo. Mm-mm. Pero yung mga mema na lang, tatawag nyo lang, mema sabi na lang, eh hayaan mo na. Oh. Hayaan mo na. Kumbaga,
be the better person.
Yeah, be the better person. At least alam mo sa sarili mo na wala kang sinabi. At least alam mo sa sarili mo na hindi ka guilty. Kumbaga, minsan naranasan mo na ba? Like you will look at this person and then tell yourself na, ba't kaya ganito ugali na ito? diba? Ba't kaya ganito ito magsalita? Kumbaga, keep it to yourself na lang yung opinion mo.
Hindi mo na kailangan
i-point. Hindi mo na kailangan i-point out. Kasi alam mo na eh na this person is like unhealthy. This person is so toxic. Just keep it to yourself na lang. And in that way, di mo na siya masasaktan. And nasa kanya na lang yun if i-address niya yun. Pero minsan, actually, pansin ko rin, walang masama if we will confront other people na mali na sila on if they are being too negative, if they're stepping over the line na.
Mm-mm.
Walang masama if you will communicate to them. Sometimes communication is the answer sa
correct
negativity. Sometimes communication. Alam mo na, lalo na again, sobra na yung nadudulot na sa'yo. For example, DM them. PM them. E-message mo sila na, hey, what you are doing is not funny na, what you are doing is so insensitive na. And in that way,
and it hurts me. It hurts my feelings.
Yeah, yeah. And in that way, malalaman nila na mali na pala yung ginagawa nila. Pero if they still rejected you, if they still managed to let their ego, kumbaga, na mangibabaw sa kanila, then let them be. At least alam mo sa sarili mo na, ah, ganito lang pala talaga siya. Alam mo yung the disappointment of this person. Like, you are giving that person the chance to grow it, the opportunity to be better. Pero sila mismo yung nag-reject nun. Then go, i-cut off mo sila, dun mo na sila hayaan yun. At least you tried. Yeah.
Correct. And for me, I guess the last advice that I could think of would be, you know, taking responsibility nga for your own happiness. This goes back to what you said earlier, Tol, na parang you need to set your own boundaries. You find the positive and ikaw mismo, just take actions for your own happiness, your own positive vibes, diba? So, ikaw ba, how do you stay positive despite all these? Kasi I'm sure, especially with this pandemic, and daming nega.
How I stay positive is that I just focus on what I'm doing. I just focus on my own growth. I just focus on my, alam mo yun, sa ginagawa ko sa buhay. I don't mind other people's business. I don't give a damn if anong ginagawa nila sa buhay. I just focus on my own, focus on working out on myself, focus on healing on the things I don't talk about, focus on the healings I also talk about. Alam mo yun, ang sarap kaya mawalan ng pake sa buhay ng may buhay. Ang sarap mawalan ng pake sa magkaroon ng comment sa buhay ng may buhay. Kasi in that way, makapag-focus ka sa sarili mo. And hindi naman porke positive kaya hindi ka na pwede umiyak. Hindi naman porke positive kaya hindi ka na pwede mag-breakdown. Being positive means that you can be honest with yourself. You can be honest with your own emotions. And that's what I'm doing. If I need to cry, I will cry. If I need to somehow have a mental breakdown, I will do it. If that's the way for me to cope up with what I'm going through, if that's the way on how I will cope up on what I am going through, then I will do it. Kasi minsan, kaya hindi nakausad yung ibang tao is because they deny their own feelings. They deny their what they're going through. They tend to pretend na okay lang sila. And no, it's okay not to be okay at the first place. Yeah. Hindi mo kailangan maging masaya at all times just for you to be okay. Just for you to say na you are alright. And I think that's how I stay positive. I'm honest with my emotions. I'm honest with my feelings. I validate myself on what I'm going through.
Ganda. Ganda. Totoo yan.
But ikaw ba? Ikaw, how do you stay positive? How do you stay happy?
For me, what really helped me become, I guess, happier this pandemic is really acknowledging, one, my emotions, and two, caring less about other people and what's happening about in their lives. Kasi nga, kanya-kanya nga tayo. I mean, ako, I'm just grateful for what I have right now. Yun din yung isa eh. Parang I just give thanks for the little things in my life. I keep a journal and list everything.
You are celebrating down the small things that you achieve. Kumbaga, even correct, the smallest things. Eh. Mm-hmm.
Kahit gaano kaliit pa yung ano na yan, yung tipong, okay, may pagkain ako today. Or, di ba, yung mga ganun. Or natapos ko yung kailangan kong gawin. Yung mga ganun. Yung mga small wins that I celebrate. Yeah. It really helps you become happier. That's for me.
Kumbaga, hindi kasi minsan din na nakakalimutan ng ibang tao to appreciate life, to appreciate the smallest things, to appreciate yourself. Yun din yung madalas kasi focus tayo masyado on the negative side of life. Masyado tayong nag-overthink what will happen tomorrow. Masyado tayong nag-overthink what happened in the past without thinking, without minding what is happening in the present. Like imagine the things you have prayed for before, siguro kahit isang bagay lang, meron ka na nun ngayon. And just be thankful for that.
Correct.
And speaking of ano nga kanina, if we are talking about being responsible for your own happiness, stop trying to fix other people as well. Kasi nagiging habit din yun ng ibang tao na ang hilig natin manghimasok sa buhay. Like, ang hilig natin mag-fix ng ibang tao. No, it's their responsibility. Like, you can help them, yes. But the end of the day, it is their responsibility to fix themselves. And as well as you, it is your responsibility to be happy. It is your responsibility to fix yourself. And happiness is a choice. Happiness is a personal choice. Ikaw bahala sa mismong happiness mo. Hindi kailangan i-depend sa ibang tao yan. Hindi kailangan mag-revolve yung happiness mo to other people. And at the end of the day, just be grateful on what you have today. Just be grateful na sa kung saan ka na ngayon, on the things you've been through. And the later on, future will come. Kumbaga, tomorrow will come. And just be better. Just do what you can today for you to be the better or the best version of yourself.
Agree. That's really a very nice advice, Tol. And for me, this whole session has been, you know, really insightful. My last question usually to my guests, dahil misconception podcast to, Tol, what is a common misconception about you?
That I say happy all the time, which is not. I'm not happy all the time. The yellow guy sometimes is blue. The yellow guy sometimes is red. The yellow guy, wag naman green. Masama yung green. But yeah, the yellow guy doesn't always stay yellow. The yellow guy is at the end of the day still a human after all. May times na malungkot ako, may times na galit ako. And I think that's okay. After all, I'm still a human after all. And I guess that misconception can be corrected as well through the way that ayan, babanggitin ko lang yung username ko. Valid emotions mo and as well as valid emotions ko.
Mm-mm. Tama. And because you mentioned yellow guy and, you know, yellow space, I want you to use this opportunity, you know, to talk about yellow space. Bakit nga ba yellow? And maybe plug the podcast and all your social media handles to the listeners.
You know, I get this question all the time. They ask, bakit nga ba yellow? Why yellow guy? For me, yellow depicts sunrise. Eh. Mm-hmm. For me, yellow depicts sunrise. That, alam mo yung ang favorite quote ko na sinabi is, sisikat muli sa atin yung araw. The day will come that we will be happy again. The day will come that we will be the happiest person around. And yeah, for me, yellow defines happiness. Yellow signifies positivity despite of the negative things that is going through this toxic world we have right now. And ayun, gusto ko maging symbol. Kumbaga, gusto ko maging symbol. Gusto ko maging icon na nagre-represent ng positivity in a way that I am being sensitive enough, in a way that I am not invalidating others. And yeah, yellow space talks about mental health care. Actually, the yellow space itself talks about you. Yun kasi yung approach ng yellow space. It's like one-on-one session eh. Sabi nga ng mga nag-feedback is like it's a free therapy. Naging free therapy nila. And yeah, try listening to Yellow Space on Spotify. And there are 3 episodes na. Ayan.
At lalabas yung 4th.
Yeah, I'll be uploading the 4th pala. And I hope you all stay yellow. And tulad na lang yung sinasabi, just spread yellow. And in that phrase, what I mean is spread happiness, spread positivity. Kumbaga, in this world full of darkness, in this world full of toxicity, be that sunflower, be that yellow.
Ganda. So, alam mo, thank you so much again for being part of this podcast. And I'm really happy that you're my last episode for this season. And congratulations again for being number one on Spotify Top Podcast. Grab it.
Yeah, it's been a week.
This is season 3 of Mishconceptions. And I will take a break because rest is also very productive and rest is required. So, you know, for season 4, I am coming back with difficult conversations. Kasi nga, with adulting and podcast, kadalasan naman, nandun ang mga difficult conversations sa buhay natin, di ba? Failures, be getting fired, you know, failing in a business, or let's say, anything about possibly getting into debt. Madaming mga bagay sa buhay natin na ayaw natin pag-usapan or ayaw natin pag-usapan with other people. So, that's what season 4 is for. So, I will see you all there. That's it. Thank you so much again, Tol.
Thank you as well for having me on this podcast. Again, spread yellow, stay happy, and be kind.
That's it for today's episode of Mishconceptions. If you enjoyed it, please share this online and with your friends. Don't forget to like our Facebook page, Mishconceptions Podcast, and do follow us on Instagram at Mishconceptions. See you in the next!
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.